Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of demonstrators defied a midnight curfew in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, marching late Thursday and early today against the controversial police shooting of an African-American man. VOA's Ayesha Sarai was out among the protesters.
We've marched over with them from Mayor Bearden Park to Trade and Tryon, which is kind of the center of Charlotte City. It's a pretty historic place where most of the protests have been going on the past couple days. We've seen a lot of riot police. They're being dispersed, but no signs of tear gas or rubber bullets yet. The streets are pretty full right now. So far, nothing's turned violent.
Police contend that 43-year-old Keith Scott, who was shot by police on Tuesday, was holding a gun when they shot him. His family said Scott was unarmed and that he might have been carrying a book that he was reading. Police say they found the gun, but no book on the scene. America's top military officer, General Joseph Dunford, says Russia bears ultimate responsibility for an airstrike on a U.S. humanitarian convoy in Syria. He told U.S. lawmakers two Russian aircraft were in the area at the time the convoy was attacked. He also said he does not favor sharing military intelligence with Moscow in the Syrian conflict. Al-Shabaab militants attacked a police station in northeastern Kenya near the border with Somalia. Al-Shabaab has vowed to continue attacks across the border in retaliation for Kenya's military operations in southern Somalia. Kenya sent troops to Somalia in 2011 to help the African Union combat Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's unity government, after months of difficult negotiations, has signed a long-delayed draft peace agreement with the country's second-largest insurgent group, led by a fugitive warlord with a history of war crimes and rights abuses. The groundbreaking truce signed with the Hizb ut-Tahrir faction comes amid hopes it would ease security challenges facing Afghanistan and encourage other insurgent groups fighting alongside the Taliban to join the peace process. This is the first peace agreement in 15 years, the Afghan war the Taliban launched after it was ousted by a United States-led military coalition in 2001. A Chinese court has sentenced prominent civil rights lawyer Sha Lin to 12 years in prison on fraud charges and what some human rights advocates are calling retaliation for his defense of high-profile clients, such as dissident artist Ai Weiwei, who challenged the government. Sha is the latest of several rights activists, particularly defense lawyers, to be sentenced under the administration of President Xi Jinping, who's justified the crackdown on civil society as part of a broader campaign to boost security and stability. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says his country is no longer in survival mode after years of financial distress. He spoke to the United Nations General Assembly.
Since I spoke here last year, Greece has faced this great crisis standing force. Today, our discussion is no more about surviving crisis. Today, we focus on how, on the basis of political and financial stability, we can work towards economic growth, more effective and humane migration management, as well as peace and security in our broader neighborhood.
Prime Minister Tsipras says the refugee crisis has created the situation where 60,000 migrants are stranded in Greece and the Coast Guard continues to rescue thousands of people. President Obama awarded this year's National Media and Arts and Humanities at the White House on Thursday.
Today the focus is on our recipients. And today's recipients of the National Medals of the Arts and the Humanities are poets, musicians, artists, journalists, professors, historians, and at least one chef.
And that chef is Jose Andres. Among the other recipients, comedian Mel Brooks, composer Philip Glass, trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, and poet Louise Gluck.
That's the latest world news from VOA.